Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam, I play as Vons and Cool Vons, and we all use the he/hims. Today, one Vons is hoping he can get down a hill in time to help his friends, while the other Vons is looking for squeezable things in the kitchen so that he can make some mimosas.
I'm Aaron. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. Both use they/she pronouns. And Jesse is doing something with her family. It did not appear on screen last episode.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, and we both use she/her pronouns, and the reason Jesse didn't appear on screen all episode was because I kind of hogged everything.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student slash smoke knight fodder. We all use he/him pronouns, and Grix is playing Go Fish, I guess, and Steamboat is in trouble.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It's very encouraging. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, our 200th episode is coming up, and you should write us letters. At primaryattribute.com.
Send us a rat through the website.
Yeah. Either will work. You can send us questions, you can send us compliments, or you can do either of those. No negativity. I have decided. My omnipotent powers.
I mean, we can't stop you, but it's not gonna so, get on here.
I was gonna say we can't stop you, but we won't read it on the show. All right. Aaron, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Wealthy was in a confrontation with a smoke monster who was a Pegasus who was fuck off big, and the rider who was wearing plate armor and was also 7 feet tall. Wealthy said, "I don't believe that we want to hurt you, and that you're not the evil we've been led to believe." And the rider reached out, and Wealthy reached out and touched them. And then Wealthy had a little psychic moment with the dwarven woman projection from the corruption who used to talk to Grix. And Wealthy said, "Hey, I think that the corruption is trying to make us all not die." And the shadow corruption said, "We wish to consume." And as the last concentration of creatures that they take that are this large, they're trying to consume the arcs. What they proposed was to make a deal to tithe some of the arcs to them. And then they had a big old conversation about how both sides worked. And after Wealthy stopped touching the fuck-off giant rider, she asked Sidroa if they can eat it, because it's evil. And Sidroa said that they could if it's incapacitated. So Wealthy cast Fireball, and then initiative started. And Wealthy got knocked the fuck down. And now everyone else is scrambling to figure out what they're doing. Because we're in battle now. Except for Vons and Prime Grix and Jesse. They're all hanging out, playing Go Fish.
And mostly blissfully unaware.
But all right. We join our scene already in progress. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You are on your back.
Uh-huh.
About 10 feet away from a very large corrupted shadow creature, full plate armor with a giant sword, and a really pissed off Pegasus, also corrupted with flaming wings, that stomped you in the chest real hard, and it was a bad day.
It was a bad day.
Sidroa did their best to help, which is why you're not bleeding out. But don't worry, being on the ground near an angry horse has never ended badly for anybody.
Nope.
Near you is FM, aka Green Day Frymeath, who was trying to get you moving, and then you SNL'd at him. And so, not sure what he's going to do about that. It was very dramatic. It also makes you very hard to move. But so he's looking injured and beat up, but He's the one closest to you. A little further back, let's say another 20 feet, we have, and back on kind of the path you came off of, very loose values of path, is Steamboat Willie, who did his very best to be big and scary and distracting. But alas, he is a small kobold in a thunderstorm, and so didn't quite hit as desired. Along with Prime Frymeath, who is obeying Wealthy's instructions and starting to book it.
Very elegantly.
Yes, of course. And nearby, Vons, Cool Vons specifically, you, Aramith, Lucky, and Cog, slid on down a slope after you'd been making a safer descent through a nearby area, but to try to reach your friends in time post-fireball explosion, you went and took a quick slide down the slope. You're now on the same path that Steamboat Willie is on and Frymeath is on, just further back and essentially over a small ridge, or with a small ridge between you and the action. So you're in position to sneak up to the rocks, ridge, cover, etc., and peek out and get a feel for what's going on pretty easily this round, if that's what you want to do.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely the intention. But he also doesn't want to stop moving. Do his powers of observation diminish if he... because he'd like to get in closer, remaining in cover if possible, but...
He's
seen some SWAT team movies.
Yeah, for this round, once it's your turn, you can get up to that cover and take a look, and you'll have spent your movement for the round, and you can be as close as you can get while still being in cover, unless you start, like, climbing up the slope again.
Yeah.
So I figure that's your plan.
That is totally the plan.
It is raining buckets, the wind is howling, and when it hits just right, you can hear some of the sounds of the fighting going on somewhere on the side of this mountain. Lightning flashes, thunder is rolling. It is technically the day, but given the storm clouds, it'd be hard to tell for sure. And we roll for initiative.
That is a 3.
Still finding the right die. 3.
I did shoot a magic missile once, didn't I?
Yes, you used a fireball and a magic missile.
Okay.
I got an 8 on my initiative.
You also used your levitate earlier in the tunnels.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, Vaughn.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long day.
Mm-hmm. And Steamboat Willie.
3.
Like that, I've just decided to write the notes for each character's name in the most bonkers way possible. Lucky got 7 again, though, so maybe that's good. 3's a crowded count. All right. First up, we have our giant shadow creature.
But he sucks.
He does, but he rolled a 10.
What an asshole.
I know. Downvote.
Oh, Reddit jokes.
Aha, topical. These are definitely still cool. Played out. Definitely weren't played out 10 years ago. All right. Real quick, every player roll a d10 for me and just tell me what you get.
Sounds like a terrible idea.
This player also?
Yes.
1.
6.
I also have a 6.
Okay. Wealthy, you are on the ground.
I know I'm on the ground.
I believe this makes you easier to hit.
Oh, God!
The reason I bring this up.
Okay.
So.
Who's coming at me?
The giant emissary.
Okay.
Strides on up to you and... let's see. Wealthy, strength is not a prime for you.
No.
You are small. It succeeds. Wealthy.
Oh, God. I'm dead, aren't I?
Not yet.
I mean, don't jump to the accurate conclusion just yet.
I mean, you're only bleeding out. It's fine.
At 0, technically.
You've got 3 more limbs to lose. Don't worry about it.
Oh, God.
So that successfully grabs. Then strength check. All right, Wealthy, yeah, you are the giant creature stands over you.
Uh-huh.
Then reaches down swiftly.
Uh-huh.
Grabs you in one giant hand.
Uh-huh.
And tosses you down slope.
Oh, no!
Which means you are starting to fall.
Because
it's not a shallow slope around these parts.
No, it is not.
And the guy just threw you about 20 feet before you started really meaningfully descending.
Okay, so I want to do Featherfall. I'm going to cast Featherfall. Fall.
Okay, you cast Featherfall.
Yep.
Had a feeling you might have that prepped. Damn you. Just let me kill you with gravity.
I'm also as I'm feather falling, I am going to
is not your turn yet, so you get to do feather fall.
I just get
because that's a reaction, because that's like an instant spell, so yeah, might as well resolve it now. All right, so you get tossed, you arc through the air, and then poof, and suddenly you are floating downwards relatively slowly instead of rapidly accelerating toward craggy rocks below. So that's nice.
Yeah,
cool. Vons,
yo,
as you approach your cover, you see Wealthy's tiny form arc through the air and then start slowing down a bit in a way that makes you think she won't get cratered. But other than that, you can easily get up to your little vantage point. You can see everything that's happened so far, at least in terms of like people and positioning. So now you know there's a giant shadowy humanoid creature.
So I've got a fix on what threw her.
Yes.
And
there's also a metal as hell Pegasus with its wings on fire.
Right, and Vons, Cool Vons, is perfectly familiar with Van Art.
Yes. This may have been debated, so you put on the side of Steamboat Willie's van at some point.
You know, I think there might have been a wizard involved, and the closest thing I know just got hurled over that way.
So when you get back, you really got to paint over, because that wizard's a chump compared to the other two that get out on that van.
But I'm not under any impression that somebody needs to catch Wealthy.
Make an intelligence check.
Okay. I just had this vision.
Did Wealthy's tape just jam? What happened? What was that?
I just had this vision of a van with a painting on the side. Oh, of Wealthy also in the air behind the metal as hell Pegasus with flames on fire, with its wings on fire. Just Wealthy sort of spiraling, splayed.
She's just painted on the rear tire. Just spinning.
Honestly, this would be a dope merch idea. I'd buy a shirt with this scene on it. Little halfling silhouette plummeting in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But all right, Cool Vons, make an intelligence check, please.
Ooh, yuck. Okay, 5 on the die. Cool Vons is going to add 169, turns that into 15. It's a prime, but...
Okay, yeah, you eyeball it, and like Featherfall actually has one falling relatively fast. It's just slow enough that you can land safely, but you figure out, you kind of see, you get up there just in time to see Wealthy's momentum change, essentially. You figure that she can survive without being caught.
Yeah, the worst she'll fall is terminal velocity, and there's probably some dirt to break
her soft fall. Rocks underneath this mountainside of broken granite, the softest and most yielding of materials.
Well, meanwhile, Vaughn's Vons needs to check and make sure that he's got his team over his shoulder. Are they still hanging there?
How many of them your team followed? Is essentially moving with you. You can assume they're following with you. If something really bad happens, I might roll for like the morale to break. But other than that, they're with you.
Sure.
You are head of B squad.
Well, we are Cool Vons. We're not going to like abandon people in the middle of a situation like this.
Yeah. I should also mention that because Wealthy has been thrown kind of over the head of Steamboat Willie and essentially to the back of the group and downslope, this means that the Frymuth from your universe is the closest thing to the giant, scary humanoid creature.
Oh.
And the giant, scary, angry-looking Pegasus.
Yeah, that certainly, like, adjusts the decision-making, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vond is gonna move in to try and... Well, I don't know if the word is defend, because, I mean, he just saw Wealthy get hurled, but, he's gonna move in and try to support Frymuth.
All right, you're just gonna get like shoulder to shoulder, or, well, alongside, not necessarily that close together, but
you know, I'm trying to think about what Vons' actual strengths are. Does he get any kind of advantage for strafing this thing, or?
Well, you cannot circle strafe to victory. I believe you've unlocked backstab at this point, but let me check for you.
Not used to playing a thief, guys. Or rogue? Or what is he?
He's a rogue.
Ah. I mean, I guess other Vons is like rogue-ish in that he's kind of a dick.
Let's see. If you manage to get at this guy without being detected, you can sneak attack.
Hmm.
Which would give you +2 bonus to hit and +4 bonus damage.
Without being detected would mean that he'd have to sneak all the way there.
Yeah, you'd have to like circle around the back and you're on a slope, so that'd be tricky. Like, this is kind of a bigger flat area that they're on, but you'd still kind of have to scramble up slope and scramble over some rocks. It would be slow to get into that position.
Okay, so I've also got Aramith on this team.
Alternately, just real quick, you can. Let's see, back attacks involves just straight up sneaking up on them as well. The idea being that you can't, like, be talking to someone and lulling them to a false sense of security and then stab them. You could do that with a sneak attack, you can't do that with a back attack, but it does more damage. Because you need to either make a successful move silently check to sneak up behind the foe, or a successful hide check while behind the opponent. Because you're attacking the opponent from the rear, who is unaware of the rogue's presence. But then you would get, at your level, quadruple damage.
That is probably super worth it against this particular kind of enemy. Yeah. So, what Vaunt is going to do, because we know that he's got to, like, sneak around to, like, silently or quietly, or at least while this thing is distracted, get around the back of him, and that's going to take him a little while. He's going to... Because he's seen so many SWAT team movies, as if he knows what he's doing with his hands, do what he thinks is the gesture towards Aramith. Like, he's going to have her go like towards cover, closer to Frymeath. I'm doing way too much gesturing with my actual hands right now. Going to send her like to be a more visible support. You know, not to like make her into bait or anything like that, but
like she should be visibly approaching too.
Yeah. And there's no way she couldn't be. She's not the sneaky type, right? She's armored.
Aramith?
Yeah.
No, she's a sneaky type. She's also a rogue.
Oh, right. Oh, maybe I should have her come with me. Well, we do have people on the team who are not the sneaky types, right?
You have Cog and Lucky.
Cog and Lucky. Ooh, Lucky. Yeah, Lucky would be good for this. So we'll have Lucky and her bag of tricks go and support Frymeath. Little more visibly. Maybe she can I don't know what she's got in that bag. This Fonz doesn't know what she's got in that bag. Who knows? Could be
something
great.
Must be there. It'll be fine.
Could be fantastic. And then I'll like do the same little like or different SWAT team hand gestures. Pointing at his eyes and then other directions for no apparent reason. with Aramith, we're going to sneak around and go flank this guy.
Okay, so you start sneaking.
Get that bonus damage.
Roll a dexterity check to just determine how fast you can move.
You got it.
Over this kind of terrain while still being able to take a remotely sneaky approach.
Okay, well, 15 looks pretty good, right? That it's basically going to be a 25. Yeah.
Okay. Aramith also rolls. You two start making tracks. You're kind of scrambling up the edge of the slope that everyone fell down earlier, so you can take advantage of the cover between you and everyone else. And then the plan being, you'll kind of leap over the rocks once you're behind their field of view and get up and do an attack. All right. So next round, we'll have you roll for the. We'll have you approach and then roll to see if you manage to approach undetected or not.
Yeah, it would be great to have a sniper in this situation.
You know, I bet Green Day Frymeath especially is thinking that right now, too.
Right.
It's Lucky's turn. You told Lucky to go be a distraction. What does Lucky have in her bag of tricks? Well, I guess that would be distracting. Cocked. Would be more so if she hadn't missed. So... Lucky digs into her bag, pulls something out that's vaguely glowing, and just throws it as she runs up near, but still a few steps behind FM. And you see this vial arc through the air, and zip, unfortunately, right past the head of the creature that she was trying to hit, and it hits behind them. And there's a burst of light, and there's now a big glowing spot on the ground that then molts into a few different colors and kind of becomes little orbs that are bobbing around. The lights are dancing, you might say.
Did she figure out a way to use that industrial waste?
I'll have to ask her. All right. Green Day Frymeath.
At this point, it's no longer waste, right? It's industrial byproduct.
That's the same thing?
Yeah.
It's not waste, but you're using it.
Yeah.
It was waste in the original process. All right. And now Green Day Frymeath goes, a.k.a. FM, a.k.a. the bastard who I read a D20 Modern for, the jerk. All right.
No one made you do that, Ian.
I know. I just wanted to complain about it on record because I thought it was funny. Incidentally, everyone is underpowered in D20 Modern, but I wanted to figure out how to run something. So Green Day Frymeath is currently alone against a giant-ass horse that can kill him and a giant-ass person that can kill him. So he's going to pull out the thing that he hasn't been using this entire time.
It's a gun.
It is a gun. He attempts to shoot the giant monster.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
I've been waiting to see him shoot a fan. I've been waiting to see him shoot a magical creature for forever.
Yes. All right. So,
you know just what to get me for my birthday, Ian.
So happy that I could match your desires as well. First attack. I think that one misses. But the second one, nat 20, so who cares? All right, so he shoots twice in rapid succession. It's just a, if there are any gun nerds out there, it's basically a Beretta 9mm. Realize that's not the exact designation. It was his backup gun from the trunk. You only have so many fancy guns on you. But he just did double damage. So first shot misses, second one hits. You've never seen sparks fly out from the inside of a shadow creature before.
Hell yeah.
So it presumably puts a dent in or ricochets off the armor. But he does do some damage. And the creature looks a little confused about what the hell the loud thing was. And then the Pegasus happens.
Oh no.
It charges FM. FM is the available target. One hoof hits, the other misses, and then it chomps down on him, because
chomps?
They have a bite attack.
Oh, mean horsey.
FM takes 14 points of damage.
No!
What?
See him get hit in the chest, stumbles back, and then the thing manages to, he was holding that giant sword in his offhand while he shot, and it gets his forearm, and he tears it out, but it tears clothing in, as far as you can tell from the way he winces. A little bit of flesh there, too. Aramith is sneaking with Cool Vons. Uh-huh. Continues to do so successfully. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are a leaf on the wind.
I am a leaf on the wind. And as I am, as I'm feather falling, let Cedroa know that anytime it wants to come in and, you know, start taking care of business, it's got my permission. And I imagine I am going to...
Hey, Wealthy, make a wisdom check.
Oh, God. Come on. That is an 18 on the die, 20 on a not on a prime. 28, not on a prime.
This sounds like a learning experience.
Remember how your goo monster pal intercepted a giant hit that would have made you bleed out?
Yes, I understand that, and I appreciate helping. That. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I truly do.
You think Cedro might be recovering a little bit from taking a hit.
Yeah.
You feel them working.
Yeah.
Okay, but you float aggressively.
And I'm going to ask them if they're all right.
Will be. You can practically see the little cartoon birds floating around its head.
Oh.
It basically was a bulletproof vest, and that usually is not a fun job for the bulletproof vest.
No, it's not.
Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It is windy, so you are feather falling, but you're also being blown pretty hard.
Okay.
So it's not a super predictable drifting down, You're going to be a little further away than you might have been otherwise.
Okay.
But all right. So what's your plan?
How far do I land away?
I don't want to do math, but I've made this bed for myself.
Well, you know.
So I draw a little dotted line to represent the arc of wealthy. So you are going to be able to grab onto, basically you're falling towards a kind of craggy spire of rock from at some point when this mountain broke and, you know, a shattered finger of it thrust upwards. You are going to be 70 feet away from the creature, but it's okay. Also not going to be visible to you because you will have fallen down far enough that it is beyond your line of sight. So you're basically 50 feet back horizontally and let's say 30 feet down from the level that like Steamboat Willie is standing on and
okay,
creature is standing on.
So if I were to move around the spire, can I see the creature?
You would have to hop off it and start climbing up the slope, which could get tricky. Alternately, yeah, I think that's kind of the... Maybe if you manage to balance on your tippy toes on the very top of this spire, you might be able to see over the ridge enough to, like, see the top of its head.
Which would probably... Okay, if I can't see it, then it probably can't see me.
That seems reasonable.
It's probably not looking for me because it thinks I'm dead now. All right, then I'm going to spend my turn... I don't want to stand on tippy toes because I'm a 35 pound halfling. I'm going to get blown off of it and then kill myself because I've only got Fezzball once. So I'm going to, go ahead and crawl around the mountainward side of the spire and start making my way back up while keeping down low enough so that the creature and Pegasus can't see me.
Okay, I'll say you essentially, between your feather fall and I imagine you could just kind of basically try to make sure your feet don't touch the ground and kind of loop yourself around a little bit. I'll say you get to that base of that spire this turn, and then you can start crawling up the slope next turn.
Okay.
There will be dexterity or strength checks to climb up the slope because it is wet, windy, and not exactly, not off the code as a, you know, as a human passable area. So
yeah.
Okay. Steamboat, you're up.
Yeah.
Willie just... Or really, Wealthy just flew over your head.
What are those goats doing? Are they still in any way relevant?
They have been observing and their turn has not arrived yet.
Okay.
They will be doing stuff. They're not going to fade into the background on a meta level.
Okay. I'm gonna... God. Who do I think is in the most danger?
Probably Green Day Frymeath.
Okay. God, this is the worst character to have in this situation because I have no idea what to do. I have no equipment. I'm technically half naked.
He's always a little naked.
You have your knife and a leather jacket, so you got plus one to AC and a 1d2 weapon.
Yep.
You grabbed a spear. You have a spear.
Oh, I do. Yes. Okay, I'll use that. I'll go up and I'll try to hit the Shadow Man horse guy in the back.
Yeah, you'll be the last targetable thing for him. So. Yeah.
So you can't move far enough around just because of you're like starting 30 feet away from this guy.
Okay.
But you can get up to his side, attack him on a diagonal like a pawn.
Sure.
Okay.
That works.
Okay. Roll your attack roll.
16.
All right. You go and you stab with your spear up at this guy and you feel the point glance off the armor underneath.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to be paying you any heed. Perhaps due to some sort of ability you have. It's Cog's turn.
All right.
Is there anything
else? No, I don't have anything else. I really don't have anything else. This is not... Steamboat's a role player, not a fighter.
Fair enough.
Like, he's for social situations.
What the fuck does Cog have on him that could help in this situation?
Oh, what would he have?
A wrench.
Yeah, so that's the thing I can definitely think of.
And he's a kobold, so last priority.
Cog runs up and is going to go after the Pegasus with a giant ass wrench. Mandatory wrench.
Yeah, just go after it. Just and it's attack those hooves or whatever.
Specifically is going to try to do something, but it depends on how well his attack roll goes. It does not go well. Vons, you're probably in a particularly good place to see this. Steamboat Willie. You see Cog just kind of streak out of nowhere, leap up to try to attack the Pegasus, and you realize that you think he's swinging for its wing with the wrench, but between being pretty short and not being much of a fighter, it like lifts its wing a bit, just kind of as part of the way it's balancing and moving, and he whiffs it and scrambles to a stop, like half under this thing, and scrambles back out. Cause
wing? Goof.
Maybe he wants to stop it from flying.
Did he wing it?
Yes. Why not? Okay. Prime Frymeath realizes all of you are idiots. You keep not running. Okay. This cold old man who used to be a soldier and had a lot of power yells at all of you. You know, your standard stuff. Get your shit together. Get in line. Stop dying. This is what the GM would say. This is not exactly what Frymeath is saying. He essentially starts coordinating orders at all of you.
He is Lee Emery in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. He's too classy for that. I'm thinking of the wrong movie. Maybe not. All right. All of you get bonuses to your to actions that require attribute checks.
Oh, that's all right. Nice. Yeah.
Specifically, shit, how did I build this character? I believe it's a plus 4. Because Frymeath does have a class. It just doesn't come up very often. So when you're doing things like sneaking or climbing up a slope, you're all within roughly 60 feet of this guy. And, you know, it's not so much he's inspiring you as you don't want to disappoint him, in the same way that as soon as you watch that video of Nick Offerman staring at you next to a fire drinking scotch, you just feel this desperate need to get his approval. It's that kind
That's
of vibe.
How I feel every time you talk about him.
So, yeah.
Why do I want his approval? He's the worst.
What?
You just want this old man to love you.
Oh, him, not Frymeath, Nick Offerman.
Not okay. Nick Offerman. Oh, God,
I was like, wait, what did I miss?
No.
What has happened?
No, you didn't miss anything about Nick Offerman.
All right. So that was Prime Frymeath's turn.
Nick's only the worst in one movie I can think of.
He plays the worst. That
seems like a pretty okay person overall.
Oh yeah, no, he seems like a fantastic dude. Hey Nick, if you want to like get on our podcast, you just let us know.
Seriously, yeah.
I would.
You, Charo, Terry Gross, after we bury the hatchet. Damn, there was one more person who we decided we wanted on here. I can't remember who it is.
Anthony Fauci.
Ah, yes.
I'm not sure about him.
Now, that would rule.
It would be fucking hilarious at this juncture, honestly.
But okay. Now it's time for the goats.
Oh, no. I hate the way you said that.
The goats.
Goatin' time.
Charge forward. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
On the ridge above you. And just starting down the slope at the end of their turn. They did not take that you died for granted.
Oh, God.
They sent the goats to check on you. And they are moving in a somehow inexorable Terminator-like and yet still prancing and jumping way towards you.
Okay.
There are three of them.
All right.
The mountain goats have given up music and are instead killing Wealthy. New round.
I mean, they're definitely going to make it through this year if it kills them. Yep, that got a laugh from exactly the number of people that I thought would.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Well, and if they don't, at least they'll have the best death metal band in Texas.
Denton?
Yeah.
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 It's true.
All right. Player characters, tell me where you're at. Wealthy.
I'm at a 4.
Cool aunt.
John Darnielle would also be a pretty good guest star. 1. No, 7? No, 1. No, it's 1. It's 1. This die does not make it super clear.
Steve Vote Willie.
9.
Every NPC ever.
That's not true. Photios and Elpida are not here.
But what if they were? You'd be
but who's
so
that coming down the mountain?
I mean, Alpina's got to have the same, like all children in this game, just like in Elder Scrolls, they're invincible, right? So you just throw her directly at the problem.
Well, I could not bring myself to kill Alpina, I don't think. I would also not allow her to solve the problem by virtue of taking advantage of invincibility.
I don't want that.
So you also don't want that theory tested, it sounds like.
Really don't want any of that.
All right, Steamboat Willie, you're on first.
I'm the audience surrogate in this episode, I guess. I think that is my role.
Thank you very much for rolling with this.
No, it's fine. I mean, like, what would I do? We would all just be like, what's happening? Why are we not focusing on the insane battle that's going on?
Just an hour of go fish rolls.
Yeah, this battle seems like a bad idea.
Yeah.
Vaughn just says that to not to be there for no apparent reason.
God, if Cedroa doesn't get to eat this thing, I feel like this is gonna be a problem.
Yeah, I'm not.
So we're not so much fighting this thing as plating it?
Yes.
Okay.
So Steamboat.
Yes, I'm going to renounce my kobold minimal combat target ability for this turn and attempt to stab it again and get its attention away from.
Make a charisma check.
Frymeath.
Add 2d4 because you're giving up your kobold immunity and are standing right next to this thing. And because you're using a weapon, which is a nice touch. So.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh. 23 on the dice. 8 and how many? 0. 31.
That's actually high enough. You get its attention.
So it turns also towards stab it.
Yeah, sure, why not? I was going to have the charisma check the other round, but since you're stabbing it, might as well see.
I'm stabbing it and screaming. Like, what better way? I mean,
yeah.
What better way to get someone's attention than by stabbing them?
I mean, I was having a stabbing give you a bonus to charisma check, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, should I roll damage on the charisma check? Then?
No, roll to see how well you strike in terms of actual piercing.
20. Dirty.
You hit.
Nasty.
Roll your damage. Spear, I think, is a d6.
Yeah, probably, especially if it's a more kobold comfortable one. God damn it, 2.
You manage to, due to your unique angle, stick this spear. You think you got it kind of in the crack between the breastplate and the stomach covering portion plate.
Well, that's a pretty good place to put a spear.
And it gets, you know, gets jammed in the steel, but you think you felt something hit that tip. Permission to strike that phrase from the record. Yeah, so
I felt something as it hit my tip.
Wait, bravely self-sacrificing.
Was it just the tip, or
or the whole shaft?
Or the whole shaft
of the sphere?
Just the tip got past the protection.
Oh, uh-oh, I'm protected.
All right, Cog.
Getting raw on the smoke monster. What?
God.
Cog attempts another attack. And you see him swing, you see it hit the thing's side, and then you hear this clang. And you realize that this Pegasus also is armored.
Oh, God.
The GM may have just reminded themselves of when looking at their AC and going, oh, right. Yeah, it turns out if you're a big, giant melee fighter, it's really good to armor your mount. All right. Speaking of big, giant melee fighters, Steamboat Willie.
Giant?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Yeah,
the thing turns towards you.
Yeah.
And it goes, and it's going to hit you with the sword wielded one-handed. What's your AC?
Oh, God. Real bad.
So it'll be 10 plus whatever your dex modifier is, plus we'll do plus 1 for the leather coat, because I think that's the
12.
Standard.
12.
Okay.
I already had that written. I just needed to find it on the sheet.
Yeah. Your hit.
Yep.
You take 13 points of damage.
All right.
As you manage to just twist out of the way of this sword and you
okay.
Starting to feel like it might be on a bit of shaky ground. And that's when His offhand fist comes around and punches you.
Oh, no.
And he said 14 for AC?
12.
12? Okay. So that hits.
Oh, this was a mistake.
And deals... Sorry, I'm realizing I wrote this down wrong. Okay, deals 7 points of damage.
Okay. How do low hit points work?
How low are you?
You answer my question first.
Well, if you're above zero, nothing in particular happens.
Uh-huh.
At zero, you are unconscious.
Uh-huh.
Negative one through negative five, you are super unconscious. And also, but not bleeding out, you're stable. Negative six, negative nine, you're bleeding out. Negative 10, you're dead.
All right. I am super unconscious at negative two.
Okay. Steamboat Willie Braley fought.
Mm-hmm.
And then got gut punched.
Mm-hmm.
By something with a fist the size of most of his torso.
That had spikes on it. Fine, right? Like,
yeah. You're sure those spikes on that gauntlet didn't puncture anything before it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's its turn. Prime Frymeath continues. Give everyone bonuses to do bonus things.
Mm-hmm.
The Pegasus' turn. FM's the one in front of him.
My thing didn't even work. Well, it kind of did. It did for a turn.
Yeah. First attack. Hits. Second attack misses. And the bite hits. So again, Frymeath just doesn't have the enemy hit pattern timing down and gets hoof stomped and bitten again. Takes another 9 points of damage. But is still up. For now, it is time for the goats.
Oh god.
Wealthy, three goats. Possibly Gruff. Who can say? Swarm towards you as you try to scramble up this mountain. One sentence was not long enough for me to see if goats are in the monster manual. I feel like they should be, but I've been wrong a lot. Of course they aren't. I will make them a small horse. That's the closest thing I can think of damage-wise. All right. I'm going to say that because it's treacherous terrain, one of the goats will reach you this turn. The other two are, however, close behind. And it bounds down and attempts to stomp on you with little hooves. Cloven and evil.
Uh-huh.
Your AC is 14?
14.
First attack misses.
Thank God.
Second attack hits.
Oh God. Poor Sidroa.
I'm going to say Sidroa is slowly starting to cover your body in an armor-like fashion. But it's been slowed by the whole getting hit really hard thing. So this attack does hit you and does 6 damage.
Okay, then I am down.
I believe you are at negative 6.
Yes, I am at negative 6. I am unconscious.
Kelly, roll a d20 for me.
I can do that. That is a 9.
You don't have any healing items on you, right?
Do I have my potion, any potion? I have a cure light wound.
Okay.
You're gonna need it.
Sidroa is being dumb because he is not very smart. Occasionally Sidroa rolls for, do you think of what the GM just thought of? And has failed every time. Oh, Wealthy, it's your turn.
Okay. It's my turn. I'm unconscious.
You advance from negative 6 to negative 7.
There you go.
All right. It's FM's turn. FM is beat to shit. So FM grabs Steamboat, hucks him over his shoulder, and runs. Or at least starts running. All right. Cool Vons.
Yeah.
It's your turn. You have snuck up behind this creature that was distracted beating the shit out of your friend.
All right. Well, Cool Vons is, he's having an easier time with this than I am. What's up?
All right. So it's your turn. If you want to roll your sneak attack.
Yes.
Given that you got around behind and it is dark and stormy, you can just roll a move silently check or hide. I'll essentially give you your choice. Move silently is probably more appropriate, but if you can make a case. So yeah, roll move silently and just tell me what you get.
Okay. To roll a move silently, is that a dex?
It's dexterity, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Neat.
You should also probably have a +2 to it now that you've specced into rogue. because the various races, species, etc. Get bonuses when they're assassins and rogues to various skills and move silently for foxfolk. It makes sense.
Yeah, that super makes sense.
So throw a d2 on top of that, and as because Steamboat Willie was a distraction and because of the storm, add another d6. So
okay, well, we were given every chance on this one.
Don't say it out loud. Listen, I'll figure it out.
Okay, 17 on that, plus we'll call this a d2. Odds or evens on a d6 here. 3 sounds like a 1 to me. All right.
A d2?
Yeah, you said a d2.
You get plus 2.
Okay, plus
as
2.
As a flat, and then you get a d6.
Okay. Well then, we'll add the plus 2 to the 17. That makes that a 19. And then the plus 1 for his dex, that's 20. And then 3 on the d6.
That gets you to 27.
Yeah, jeez, I rolled 3 on that thing twice.
Sorry, I did that 23. Wrong. 23. And then you are still getting bonuses because an old man is yelling at you. So you get up to 27.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
This guy isn't paying super close attention.
Also, so. It's a prime. So
yeah.
Yeah. Primary attribute.
Ho ho.
They said the name of the thing and the thing.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all feel a tingle when that happens. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Rolling for Aramith so we can kind of resolve both these at once. All right. So here's what happens. You both are sneaking up on this thing, stealthy as can be. You go and you get ready to do your back attack, do your sneaking, to do your stabbing, all those things you are good at.
There's a katana involved.
Neither of you rolled quite high enough, but there's two of you in sync. And Aramith's rolled slightly lower than you in total. So what happens is the creature starts turning towards Aramith, giving you that split second still undetected to do your attack.
Ooh.
So you're going to roll an attack roll.
We got our sneak attacks in simultaneously?
You both struck simultaneously. Aramith essentially will have failed, but I figure you can both. You were one after the other, so I figure you just attack at the same time.
I see.
SWAT team tactic.
We coordinated. Yes. Yeah. With all of the pointing at the eyes.
I was going to say, many a hand movement was done.
All right.
I flip to try to find the rogue section and just see the word scat on the page because they put a scat section into Ranger in the printing of the book I'm looking at.
Book. See, listener, we're not just making it all up.
Okay, so you get a plus 4 bonus to hit on this from the back attack ability. And so you're rolling a d20.
Okay.
Plus your attack bonus.
This is my current attack.
Plus 3.
Plus 3? Okay. So that's just a straight up plus 3.
Yeah, because you're level 9 right now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, d20 plus 3, plus whatever your dexterity modifier is, or I guess it's strength.
Oh, my strength modifier? I think that's 0.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because it's a katana, so I think I think melee combat just runs off strength usually for that. But okay, so d20 plus 3 from your base to hit plus 0 plus 4 from your back attack. So
what's my base? Okay.
So
d20 you're rolling plus a total 3 of, plus 4.
You're rolling a total of d20 plus 7.
D20 plus 7. Okay, here we go. Okay, 9 plus 7 is 16.
All right, you actually got a plus 1 because at one point you guys specialized in the blade, essentially.
Yeah, they did all that.
So you get to 17. You stab real good. Stabbing someone in plate armor is really hard. So you go, you strike, and you think you've got it, and then, you know, you're putting your weight against it, and then you just feel the tension kind of slip, and it skitters off to the side.
Oh, no.
Aramith will also try to get her attack in.
It's just less sneaky.
I think I managed to not roll that improperly, which is unfortunate for me. Oh. Aramith rolls a 1.
That's real bad.
So as part of turning around, this guy was bringing his arm up in a defensive thing. Aramith is taller than you, so she went for kind of a jumping thing. And so you see Aramith go, do this really cool ass leaping, gonna stab them attack, and then do the second thing that happens in movies, which is get stiff-armed by this guy. And fly over towards the Pegasus and kind of tumble end over end and end up prone. So, you know, good day for her.
I mean, any landing you can walk away from?
Yeah, she does still appear to be conscious and functioning. She did take some damage. Okay, new round.
Seven.
I am a three.
Six.
Almost there.
So many NPCs.
Well, we did insist on asking everybody we knew to come.
That's as your want.
Not everybody.
I'm so glad that Jesse convinced Prime Grix to not go.
The next day's news. Friends, we have a new leader in our city that everyone loves. In tragic news, the leader of our city was turned to paste today.
Yeah.
All right. Aramith's up first. What the fuck is her master plan at this point? Aramith is going to roll a dex check to do something very stupid. In terms of it is silly, but I love the idea. Succeeds. Rolls her attack roll. Hits. Aramith does not get up. Instead, what she does is she turns this into an awkward backward roll. And you know who doesn't normally expect to be stabbed from something that is rolling beneath it suddenly at high speed for because it got thrown? So she sneak attacks the Pegasus.
Yes! Yes!
Yes, queen.
God, I stand this entire family, except that one.
Except for that one that we all hate.
Yeah.
All hate. Some of us more than others.
Let's see. So it can't combine with back attack, but it does still do some damage. Also, Aaron, high or low?
Low.
Damn. The weapon is not poisoned, unfortunately.
Oh.
Well, she rolls max damage. She does 11 damage to the Pegasus. She stabs it in the gut with a dirk. She's now prone underneath it, but it's fine.
Good for her.
All right. Cool Vons.
Yo.
This giant Shadow Knight emissary is turning towards you. Looks kind of pissed. What do you do?
I mean, he doesn't get to complain. There's like a whole spear wound in him.
That's true.
But
also someone hit him with a fireball and a bunch of magic missiles.
Right? God. And I'm the one he's mad at? Maybe, since I've got his attention, it would be smart to draw his ire away from the more vulnerable, as if Vons isn't vulnerable, players right now. But if we've got, are we making, is there a chance that we'll get another attack on this Pegasus from Aramith?
Probably, yeah. I mean,
she's underneath him.
Gonna say, assuming it doesn't just like stomp on her, and she's pretty skilled, so I think even if it tried, she wouldn't get knocked out one round. So yeah, you think she'd get another attack in. Maybe not a sneak attack, but she can do some stabbing.
Well then, maybe it would be a good move for Vons to, since that one, he doesn't have the element of surprise anymore. And he's not that great with a katana, is he?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Better than a lot of people.
Well, he's got that plus one. This is a tough decision.
He took Jesse lessons.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Jessens.
I just gotta say. All right, well, he's not super jazzed about it, but if he keeps attacking, at least we know where his attention's gonna be, and that'll give people either the chance to do real damage or GTFO.
Okay, so you're trying to keep this thing's attention?
Oh my god, there's a Vons hero.
It's been happening so much. I love it.
I know.
Well, we'll see how it goes. He's kind of tissue paper. So, he's...
As is everyone, except Jesse.
What is your HP pool?
Vons's HP. I have that in the thing somewhere.
Because you're level 9 and you're rolling on D6s.
Vons, comma, cool. Stats, level 9, AC is 12, HP is 47. Now you could probably take a hit.
Because you'll be fine. All right, cool.
So many hit points.
I know.
Compared to everyone else,
many hit points compared to everyone else in this fight.
It's all that...
You're the tank, man.
It's all that six-legged eating. It's, you know, it's giving him a carapace. Okay, so how do I take another swing at this dude?
You roll an attack roll, and you add... You just add three this time.
I got an 18 on this roll, though. So three would put it at, I guess, 21.
You hit.
Whee!
Roll your damage. It's a d6.
Oh, well, okay.
Four. D6. Wait, are longswords d8s?
Yes.
I say, desperately hoping someone knows.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Roll a d8.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this goes.
More damage. It's terrible.
Well, not guaranteed by any means. Six. Okay, six. I like six. Six is good. Well, better.
You fucking stab this guy.
Yay!
Get it right up the armpit. It's a little too vertical to, you know, stab into his heart or whatever. Assuming that's still a meaningful functioning organ. But
yeah, we don't know how those work in these games.
You do get a good hit in and kind of takes a half step, half stumble back to get off of your blade and get his arm free so he can attack you. Incidentally, it's his turn.
You don't say.
Yeah. Just going to two-hand this sword at you.
Two-hand, great.
Almost a hit. Hits. And does.
What? He defeated my AC. You do 12
damage.
Oh, 12 damage.
You take 12 damage, yeah.
Okay.
You pretty nimbly, you know, dive out of the way, but you still get a nice gash.
Well, the ambulance is on its way either way.
Yeah. Ambulance has heard about how this fight is going. All right. That was a thing's turn. Pegasus goes. Pegasus has a stabby person underneath it, which it doesn't appreciate. And so attempts to solve that problem. Hits. Crits.
No.
Misses. Okay.
Yay! Critical miss. Come on, I'm on the edge of my seat over here.
Math is hard. All right. Jesus Christ. So because of that crit, Aramith takes 29 damage.
Oh, no!
And that's a bunch.
It is still up. Doesn't look, you know, thrilled about the situation. Yeah, no, that fucking hurt. Okay. So yeah, Aramitha gets lightly trampled. All right, it's Lucky's turn.
Yikes.
Oh, how are we going to get Wealthy back into this?
Lucky, being one of the people that isn't being carried, actively running, or right next to something that is trying to kill her, attempts to do a situational awareness and bothers to look where Wealthy arced and sees a Wealthy and goats and yells something along the lines of, "That guy's Wealthy's bleeding," and then starts scrambling down right where those goats were scrambling. She's going to do her best.
Hmm.
She's going to try something.
She's so sweet. I'm so worried about her.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
A small vial arcs out of her hand. She throws it better this time. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
The vial breaks over your unconscious bleeding form.
Okay.
It is full of things like coagulants and other wonderful things that, combined with Sidroa's effort, have stabilized you.
Oh, good.
You have been hit with a projectile first aid push.
Okay.
It's not a cure potion. You don't get any hit points back, but you do get stabilized.
Am I conscious?
No.
Okay, I'm unconscious.
And you are still surrounded by highly threatening goats.
There you go.
Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
What do kobolds dream of?
I don't know.
All the bowling shirts that they can imagine.
Trying to twist that to be Steamboat Willie. And it's like Steamboat Willie's in a bowling league with like...
Yeah, you said Nixon. That and I imagined the dream bowling sequence from The Big Lebowski.
That would seem in character.
I just thought of a Mission to Zix reference. No one cares about that.
I do, but I'm worried I won't remember it well enough.
Zeggy Boys? No?
Honestly, nope. I want to hear Steamboat Willie yell that anyway.
I'm late for class. I'm late for class and I'm naked. I'm only wearing my leather jacket. I'm naked and I'm late for class.
Steamboat Willie, you find yourself bursting in the front of your school, naked except for a leather jacket. You are, in fact, late for class. and all your friends are there, and we go to the next turn. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
What do Wealthies dream of?
What is Wealthy dreaming of?
The third episode of the independently wealthy TV show. It's just this dream sequence.
I'm dreaming that Aerith...
Ian!
I can see the bright 70s colors, the set.
I'm dreaming
Ian, I have an idea for the 201st episode.
I'm dreaming I'm having drinks with Aerithene.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Oh my god! I can't believe you got one with, like, a fucking, like, little umbrella in it, girl! How is that so red?
Yep.
You look so cute tonight.
Thank you! You look wonderful, too. It feels like I haven't seen you in forever.
Really?
Yeah!
We just got back from the ground. We were together constantly for like months. What are you talking about?
Oh no.
Okay. That's what I'm dreaming about.
We clink glasses.
Kelly desperately realizing that she needs to change subject.
Kelly's like, I made a mistake. Aaron hasn't had anything to do with this episode. Suddenly, Aerithene is here.
I was worried it was going to be cruel to ask Aaron to play this version of Aerithene, and he just jumped on it immediately.
I love a dream Aerithene. I'm just not willing to play this Aerithene in the context of being alive anymore.
Yes.
Dream Aerithene, right. Alternate universe Aerithene. Fucking love those girls. They have none of the pain.
Yeah. All right. It's FM's turn. FM saw Lucky Yell and also wants to get far away from the giant creature and the giant Pegasus. And so is going to join Lucky in her rapid, definitely safe descent, but is going to fire a gun while doing it. This is an American show now. Guns are cool. Apparently. More importantly, he hits a goat.
Good.
Oh, but you can't eat these ones.
Nope.
No.
It's a real waste. It's true. Okay, one of the goats is struck by a bullet, which is probably very disorienting for it. Goat A, your doom is nigh. It's Cog's turn.
God, there's so fucking many good titles in this episode. It's like a fucking wealth of embarrassment of riches.
Cog successfully dips to the side as the Pegasus is concentrated on stomping on Aramith and attacks. And still doesn't do great, but...
I mean, when something at your feet is hitting you or poking you or whatever, stomping gets a little clumsy, right? Like,
Aaron, call it high or low.
Low.
Perfect. All right. So the fun thing about barding that it mostly covers the top of the horse and
yeah,
size.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm going to rule that Cog is short enough and just succeeded at a sneak attack that he hits bypassing the barding. I don't know if the math actually works out. Everyone shut up. So I think it does. All right. This is the wrong die for that weapon. Cog does 11 damage as he hits a Pegasus in the ribs. You hear a light crunching. Prime Frymeath continues to make everyone feel better and or worse about themselves, as is appropriate, but is also moving towards, his daughter, the dumb kid with the sword. The kobold he thinks a wrench is a valid weapon in a battlefield. People that may need his help.
It's not the worst weapon that one could have in a battlefield.
It isn't. So, new round. Everybody roll for initiative.
I got a 3.
Ooh, I got a 0. Or is that a 10?
That's a 10.
Neat!
Steamboat Willie.
Oh, do I matter?
Yeah.
Oh.
You could get dropped and start bleeding out. You could become conscious because someone heals you. 3. You know.
You continue to be matter.
Also that. Cool Vons.
Yo.
You're up first.
I know, because I got that high roll, apparently.
Being faced down by the Soul Calibur nightmare-ass motherfucker. And
Well, the smart thing to do might be to deflect off and see if I can get away.
Are you talking like kite him? Well, or just flee entirely?
I mean, yeah, some amount of self-preservation seems smart, but no, we've got too many people involved in this right now, and I don't know, like maybe Cog's getting a good hit in or something. Who knows? Does this guy look injured at all?
So from what you've been told with the Shadow Corrupted, it's very, very hard to tell.
Right.
Seen that said, I'll make an intelligence check.
Nope.
What's your total?
I think that would come up to 14.
Okay. Yeah. Because of the obscuring with the shadow, especially, you just can't tell.
Yeah.
You would lean towards not super injured would be your best guess. And if there is some, you know, small thing that could give you an advantage, you haven't been able to clock it.
All right. But I know that my friends are still around.
Yes.
And if they're not, they need time to run. So, yeah, just going to keep swinging.
Do you also, are you yelling at people to run?
What he would actually do is, if he had the time, which I don't think he does, because this is not exactly monosyllabic, would be to, like, find a weak point, and if you can't, then run, right?
All right.
Is there a single syllable for that expression?
I mean, you don't have to have a single syllable.
Yeah, talking is a free action. You could read all of Moby Dick right now, and it would take under 10 seconds.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was Melville, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no symbolism or anything in that. It's just...
Nah.
I don't think so, no. I mean, I feel like
not a lot
people
to decipher.
Just... I feel like people just like, you know, like to talk about the, you know, the guy going crazy about a whale, and it just doesn't have to mean anything. Like,
incidentally,
sometimes a sperm whale is just a sperm whale.
Incidentally, I think you should stab at this large monochromatic creature.
Yeah.
Maybe its weakness is English lit. You won't know until you try.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Vaughn takes the time to educate himself and tell everybody about the details of hunting oversized mammals in water. They're not terribly impressed by it, I imagine, but I think they might get the point that, you know, if a weakness is available, go for it. But otherwise, GTFO.
Otherwise, maybe we should reconsider our course of action.
Yeah.
Okay. They can work with that. Okay. So you yell that out, and then are you attacking, or are you just going to move
taking
back
a swing.
Okay. Roll your attack roll.
19 on the die does what?
Well, you add 3 to it, so it becomes a 22.
Okay. 22.
You hit.
Okay.
This is the epitome of just roll well. What's the problem?
Right. So
you're doing a d8 of damage.
D8 of damage. Thank you. Here I am looking for things. 7. 7's good for a d8.
You hit this guy again. He hasn't actually gone yet, but like after the last swing, you kind of step in and get inside his guard and get in a good hit. Being small is working to your advantage, it seems.
Hooray!
It's Aramith's turn. Aramith listens to your advice and is pretty sure that the weak point of a Pegasus is not directly beneath its hooves.
The belly, maybe, but hooves, maybe not.
So Aramith rolls out from under, and you see her talking to Cog very quickly, and then the two of them are going to make a dexterity check together to see if they can do something.
Oh, is this going to be like a cannonball special thing? Is Colossus going to throw Wolverine?
Not quite that cool. They both succeed their dex checks. Aramith and Cog are both fine purveyors of rope.
Oh, I love it.
And take advantage of this to toss some coils to each other.
It's even better.
And quickly knot this thing's wings together.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you can't
like...
I was getting looking, a toast together would be very difficult.
I was kind of hoping for like the AT-AT trip, but it's got
that might be step two. I figure it's easier to hook over those in a way that it can't get them off. But they still have more rope, so we could see what happens next time. All right, Green Day Frymeath goes.
They're going to try to make this episode work in a video game, and it'll be awkward and barely functional in most of them. Oh, every AT-AT scene in every Star Wars game has always been kind of like...
Except in Shadows of the Empire, where it ruled.
That was really good, yeah.
I think I liked it in the Lego one.
Yeah. Which Lego one?
The one that it was in.
Presumably. Lego
original trilogy.
It was a couple.
Yeah.
All right. Goat A has truly found a new enemy this day and gets shot again. And has now turned its attention towards FM. Because being shot twice is extremely annoying. As a goat, or just generally.
How did it survive that?
It's, I mean, they are...
Shadow
corrupted. Yeah.
They're shadow corrupted, and also guns are real swingy in how much damage they do. Because they're 2d6 for a lot of pistols. Which is still a lot compared to your average C&C weapon. But means you control anywhere from 2 to 12. Which makes a pretty big difference in CNC.
You know, Steamboat Willie and Cog should hang out and see if they could create a better gun for this universe.
Frymeath is probably going to throw this gun off the arc so he survives long enough to finish this fight. You guys are like, cool, a gun. And he was like, I'm never taking this out again. I know what this did to all of society. Maybe we shouldn't do that.
I mean, yeah, there's that.
All right.
Really? Really? I'm actually shocked that Green Day Frymeath is in favor of gun control.
Green Day Frymeath is in favor of not introducing guns to a society that doesn't even have gunpowder.
Well, fair enough.
So it's more like a
doesn't want y'all to skip from, you know, awkward crossbows or longbows to gun.
Huh.
Does he know about magic missile wands? No, not really. The Pegasus goes.
So this is like more of a first contact prime directive kind of, because I haven't brought enough IP into this episode already, kind of situation where, like, let's not destroy the fabric of society by being new visitors kind of issue.
I
do bet that Green Day Frymeath is a big... fan of Star Trek.
Yeah, I think we've actually talked about that before.
Yeah, he does.
Also, he's a big history guy. So,
yeah.
I feel like he'd have some perspective on, like, what if I didn't take this, like, low-tech civilization and just fuck everything up if I could avoid it? All right, the Pegasus spends its round attempting to escape its bonds and taking advantage of the last of the flame appears to start breaking through the ropes with its wings, but it does take its entire turn, so it can't stomp on anybody.
Hooray!
Prime Frymeath has arrived on the scene of the rest of you. And, Jesus, what is his fucking plan? There's no good move for him here. Frymeath speed up, but she has someone at her back. All right.
Does Prime Frymeath have any connections with the local military or anything?
I mean, yes, but they're not exactly in earshot.
Yeah.
It's not like he can call in the guard.
I don't know.
Like, if they knew what was going on up here, they would probably come, they would probably try to come help if they weren't previously occupied, but...
Yeah, they got wings and stuff.
Just don't think that that's going to happen, because...
But, you know, he's been here for not a billion years, but as long as this place has been around.
Yeah, I feel like it would happen because he said so, but just, he's, like, got clout.
He does yell out... Assistance needed extremely, extremely loud. I'm going to roll for how loud he actually manages. Rolls extremely well. People who are still conscious. Turns out that old man can yell if he wants to. And apparently knows where to yell so that it echoes a little bit. Will it get anywhere meaningful? Who can say? But I figure someone who's fought on the side of a mountain for a few centuries probably has a couple of tricks. So if someone's remotely nearby, they might hear it. He also goes, though, and borrows one of Aramith's daggers on his way to looping around and getting next to you, Cool Vons. So now there's two targets.
Oh, nice.
And just says coordinated retreat at you.
Yeah, not a bad idea. I know. Okay.
It's Lucky's turn. Adam.
What?
How precious is Prime Vons, original recipe Vons, about his explosive recipes?
So here's the thing. He's actually incredibly like precious about it, but you know his like note keeping skills. They're fucking everywhere. So
so easy enough to find if someone were to look for them.
Yeah, there's and every so often he just like gets too excited about shit and like talks when he shouldn't. So he's ostensibly very concerned about making sure that these copyrighted recipes remain his intellectual property alone. But he's also got a big mouth.
I love that you put it exactly that way, because recipes are not copyrightable.
Uh-huh.
They're chemical formulations, they're pharmaceuticals.
Well, they're not, though. They're magic here, right?
If anyone would invent the pharmaceutical patent, that wasn't Viertel's, it would be Vaughn's.
He's been trying to make that a law for a while now. It hasn't been taking.
All right, so...
Lucky. Wow, how is he like this? How is he like this? I just don't understand.
He ultimately is just bad at being bad.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, so
he doesn't think he's bad in the first place. No villain does. No,
certainly not.
So Lucky continues her slide down the slope and makes it to Wealthy and the goats and does the damnedest thing.
Oh, God.
Pulls out a vial, shakes it up, points it in a certain direction, and then uncorks it. So the burning hands does not say, shoot out in a random direction, or hit an ally. And attempts to crisp up some goats. Damage for this is not going to be high, because Lucky is not high level. She manages to get two of them, does 9 to 1 and 4 to the other. They manage to write these notes in a terrible location for future rounds, but this is fine. Okay. Sorry. Both goats are kept alive by virtue of being shadow corrupt because they both rolled ass on their hit die. It's the goat's turn. They take exception to being hit by a flame and attack Lucky. Goat one. Miss. Hit. Okay, so Lucky takes. That's right. Lucky had already taken some damage. Hooray. He wrote these notes. It was me. I wrote them. Okay. So Lucky gets hit by one goat once. Gets hit twice by the other one. He's starting to look kind of beat up, but she's still up. And the last goat goes after a FM.
Oh yeah, because he shot it twice.
The goat misses. And then the goat fumbles.
Fell on its own horn?
Huh.
No, but it does fall. I'll make a dex check to see how far it falls. Doesn't roll that far, but it does take some fall damage, which is just really embarrassing as a goat, honestly. And it takes maximum fall damage, so it takes 6 fall damage.
Yeah.
As it just slips on a rock and beefs it.
It's going to get him laughed out of goat school.
It is. All right. It's the big giant creature's turn. It goes after Vons.
Yeah. It's fair.
It hits. It's going to be doing a two-handed swing again. You take 14 damage.
I think that's survivable. Those doing the math, he's now at 21 HP.
Fucking tank. In this party, we're admittedly the rogues and the alchemists have been the tanks, historically.
And since Vons has historically never gone into combat willingly.
The Vons Historical Society would like to remind everyone that Vons went into a fire to attempt to save Heresy.
That is,
she was knocked out at the time, though, right? Yeah. Like, she didn't know that.
Nah, I just more Vons has had some brave moments. They're just scattered.
He's still mad he didn't get credit.
Other people saw you.
Yeah, but there was no ticker tape parade, so consequently nobody knew.
Someone would have to invent ticker tape. You know how expensive paper is?
Or tickers.
Yeah. All right.
Or stock markets.
Wealthy.
I mean, he'll probably make a stock market eventually.
Wealthy, you dream of bar time with Aerosene.
Yes.
But, like, what did you think of, like, those people from the, like, you know, the valley?
I thought they were kind of cool.
I know, right? And that guy knew my grandpa.
Yeah, he did.
Fucking wild.
Very.
All right.
Anyone else? I have even less to say to Aerosene. Yeah.
No, that's a good amount. And then Steamboat Willie.
Yeah.
Make a charisma check.
All right. Do I sleep cutely? Well, no.
You are making honk shoe noises.
12.
It is a prime, though.
It is a prime.
So your leg only twitches a little bit as you have this nightmare. But unfortunately, you roll low enough that you try to play off being naked at school. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just cool. It does not work. Everyone's pointing. People are whispering behind their hands. Uh-oh. And that is, I guess, where we will pick up next time.
Okay. Oh my god.
All right.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @PrimeAttribute, and @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
The most unfortunate part of that joke is the relevance. It's upsetting, mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, whatever. We get what we get. Beats X.
Mm. All right, real quick.
Why did you have to do so much sibilance on that, man?
To make it so the audio processing gets really upset.
I want to make the listeners hate it as much as I do.
I mean, the listeners won't hate it, but your editor fucking will.
Well, my editor could remove it, I suppose, but they can't now. We've done too much chatter about it.
You'd be surprised what we can remove.
Oh, I bet you can, yeah.